Yeah, so there was no shot he was going back to Toronto, it felt like. And they better not burn his jersey either, because that's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but I don't understand why he wouldn't go back to Toronto. They won the finals. Everybody up there loved him. If you're him, you go back to Toronto. You have the entire country of Canada behind you. I mean,
well,
they had the video.
Canada.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think people like Canada has always loved their stars, but the stars have just never loved them back.
Yeah, people want to live in America. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just simple.
God,
you know what I mean?
There's nothing wrong with our friendly neighbors to the north. Let's just throw that out there.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. I've been to Canada when I was 2. Who's to say?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think he also might have saw these
that's
other
a good point.
I think he also might have saw these other teams that were getting stronger that he wanted to have another star with him. Because there's no other star in Toronto.
Yeah, it's, but
it sounds like people are thinking Siakam might be a star. I mean,
right. No, Siakam's very good, but he's raw and he is not a star. And Paul George is obviously a star and he can win right now immediately. And he gets to go to LA. I think that's a huge factor.
That's fair. I don't know. If it was me, you just won the championship there. All these other teams might be getting better, but at the same time, the team that you were just against in the finals, you know, lost Durant, even though they didn't have him at the time. It's, I don't know. I think if he stays in Toronto, they're probably, you know, at least in the Eastern Conference Finals.
They're the East favorites for sure. 100%.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if, like we talked about, Boston's not taking that step, in my opinion. So they would definitely be in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think that's very fair to say.
Yeah, I would agree. It'd probably be them and the Bucks, so.
Yeah, they would be, you know, well, they didn't, yeah, they played the Bucks, and it was a fucking gentleman's sweep, so.
Yeah.
We can get into Paul George's ex-teammate, Russell Westbrook, if you guys would like.
I think Russell Westbrook, I mean, I think everybody's starting to catch on now, but I think he's very overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is not as good. I mean,
he's
exciting
fun to watch.
He's exciting to watch. He is a volatile human being.
Like we said before, he's not conducive to championship basketball at all. So, he's a ball stopper.
Everybody likes him because of the Brody thing and because he's a little quirky and all that. But
he pulls up
from three even though he can't shoot. I don't think he's that great of a defender. I mean, when he goes to the rim, he's lights out. Every other aspect of his game is a little overrated. I think he's a stat stuffer because the ball is in his hands. He's ball dominant. He's not going to win a championship. And I know they're talking about Miami and maybe Minnesota and these other teams. And
I don't think he gets traded.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want him if it's me.
I don't think wherever he goes, I don't see it working. Like if he goes to Miami, him and Jimmy Butler are going to get along.
Disaster.
I think that would be fun to watch.
If you went to Houston,
I would like to see that.
If you went to Houston, him and Harden, how would that work?
Actually, scratch that. Throw him in Houston because I would love to see him, Chris Paul, and James Harden try to get along. I would like to try to see him get along with anybody.
It would be awful.
At Miami. If you went to Miami, that shit would burn to the ground, too. There's no shot.
I just want to see him go to some of these places just for, you know, just for the content that comes out.
Value, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And people even threw the Knicks out there. Like, that wouldn't
First of all, they'd have to trade everybody.
Literally.
And they'd have to not sign any of the deals that they just made. Official. Right. So that's out. But they'd have to go back on all their free agent deals, which is so fucked up. I don't even know who's on the Thunder anymore because they just traded Jerami Grant too. I know they have Steven Adams, but
I mean, isn't anybody there. I mean,
Roberson.
They're gonna have some nice picks in 5 years, but
yeah, some of those picks are lottery protected too. I'm pretty sure. So
they need to just move back to Seattle.
Yeah, but what's that gonna do? I'm not gonna make their team anymore.
Oh, nothing. It'd just be more fun.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know why they ever got out of there. I mean, I'm sure there's a reason that I could look up, but I don't know why they ever got out of there to begin with.
Just... Yeah, the the downfall of the Thunder from having three, you know, top 10 players on their team when they were young and not being able to hold that. Yeah, and not being able to hold that together. I mean,
well, it's okay they didn't hold together, but it's not okay they didn't win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can,
yeah,
I agree. It's okay to, like, trade James Harden because you're not going to pay him.
Yeah.
And it's a, I mean, you didn't really have any say in Kevin Durant walking, but the fact that you'd only got to one championship and you won one game in that championship, that's a problem.
Yeah.
No, they definitely didn't perform up to expectations.
But also, at the same time, I don't know if people thought James Harden, I know we thought he was going to be good, and he is good, but I don't know if they thought he was going to be at this
level. No one thought he was going to be this good.
So I think that's...
And they, you know, they had some rough luck during their run, too. I mean, I was, you know, I've always been a Durant fan even before the Warriors and stuff, so I was, you know, I wanted them to do well at the time. And, you know, with him getting hurt, I remember against the Warriors a few years back, and then Westbrook was hurt, you know, here and there in the playoffs. They never could really put it together, and the only time that they got in the finals was when they were all really young.
Yeah.
And they came up against, you know, the LeBron.
The Heatles.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they also, this wasn't with Harden, but they also blew that 3-1 to the Warriors. That was a big problem.
Yeah.
That was a huge, huge problem. And I know Durant was not clutching that series at all, but it doesn't get talked enough on their end on how badly they played those last three games.
Yeah. People forget the Warriors came back from a 3-1 deficit.
Also, Klay Thompson saved.
Well, Game 6 Klay is something else.
People forget that they came back from 3-1 because they blew a 3-1 that same season. That's why. That's why they forget.
But it evens out.
Well, no, you lost a championship compared to winning a Western Conference Final. It was a big difference.
It evens out, okay? It evens out.
And then you had to call Durant for help. That's what that was.
Oh, my God. Still one without him. Let's not get into that. Wow.
Personal attack.
Well, I didn't say, okay, I didn't mean Kyler had to call him, but Draymond did.
I mean, I gladly would have picked up the phone and called him. I don't know if he would have answered.
I'm sure if he knew you were calling, he would have picked up for you.
That's true.
So you do we not think Westbrook's being traded? I don't think he's getting traded. I don't think anyone's taking on that contract.
He probably has the worst contract. So maybe him and Chris Paul. But
Chris Paul, yeah.
Those are three of the worst. And what I was reading today is that maybe they trade Wiggins for him because Wiggins also has one of the worst contracts. So you're unloading all of the Wiggins money and getting, you know, you're paying a little more for Westbrook, but you have a better chance with Westbrook and Karl Anthony Towns than you do with Wiggins.
I don't think if Karl Anthony Towns couldn't handle Jimmy Butler, he's not going to handle Russell Westbrook.
No, that's not going to work at all.
There's just no shot. Karl Anthony Towns, as good of a player he is, it just seems like he's very soft.
Yeah, and that's not going to work well with Russell Westbrook.
I don't care what the height difference is. He's going to have it. I mean, Wiggins, too, though. I thought that guy was going to be so good coming out. And
I mean, he played really well at first. And then
and maybe if he played with LeBron, that would have helped instead of getting shipped off to Minnesota and having to be the guy at the time. But he just has not panned out. He was supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a good player. Like, he still has his moments, but he's not consistent enough. Good, and
they were talking about him since he was in high school.
Yeah, and they've talked about now once the Warriors can unload Russell about maybe trading him for Wiggins because they don't necessarily want Russell for whatever reason and getting whatever else they can with it. And, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to seeing what Wiggins could do on a team like the Warriors either.
He'll be great. Right. He'll be great.
Yeah.
In that scheme, 100%.
Yeah. No, exactly. I think he's still, you know, he's not there yet, but he's still.
I think the culture has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, they tried to switch it up when they brought in Thibodeau, but then they just brought in all those Bulls players.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Bulls,
it's just literally the Bulls 4 years later worse when that situation was already over with. So I don't know if Thibodeau was the right coach for him, or I don't know if getting overshadowed by Karl Anthony Towns is a problem. But he just has not panned out the way. I mean, he's still pretty young, though, I would assume, right? He's got to be
24, 25.
24, I was going to say 24, 25 tops.
Yeah, so he has plenty of basketball left, obviously. Yeah, but
he could definitely turn around.
I don't. given the hype that was behind him, I don't think there's any way he can live up to that. But
yeah, he's 24 years. It's 24
that's not entirely his fault, but yeah, he's still underperformed. Yeah,
I mean, I think if he gets out of Minnesota, that'll really help.
Yeah,
I think that's definitely a big factor.
Yeah, I agree.
And especially if he goes to a spot like the Warriors, where you already have the core in place, he doesn't need to be the guy, and it's a great scheme, and he can kind of just sit on the wing and, you know, hit his shots and play some good defense. I think that's a really good spot for him if that were to happen. Do we have a best team in the NBA?
You know my vote.
You're still sticking with him?
Yeah, I mean, once Clay is healthy again, how can I not? I mean, Curry, Clay, now Russell, Draymond, Willie Cauley-Stein gets added. I think it's big. Looney. I mean, that's a squad right there. And whatever else they can add, they've made a couple other small moves. You know, Alec Burks isn't a bad player, and you know, just little role players like that.
And I think for the Warriors in particular, every role player gets a little boost because you're in that system.
Yeah, and they just got rid of Livingston today.
I did see that. I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. I mean, he's getting old.
Yeah, I know, but you're losing two heart and soul guys in the same offseason. Well, I don't know if you want to count Durant as a heart and soul. I was counting Iguodala, but you're losing two or three heart and soul guys. That's tough.
I agree, but I'm still happy with the
big part of their
championship. Yeah, I'm happy with the additions that they've made, though. I think they picked up a lot of good role players.
Luke, who do you think the best team in the league is?
I might say the Clippers now. I really might be.
We're gonna have three different answers.
I would either go Clippers or honestly maybe even the Bucks.
They traded.
I feel like they're missing another piece. That's why I go with the Clippers, because Kawhi and Paul George is just insane with the team that they already had there. That I don't know. They just play really hard every single night. So
the Bucks are really well coached.
Yeah. I think they're just missing another piece.
Giannis needs to be able to shoot, and he did get it, like we talked about, he did get exposed in the playoff series.
Yeah.
So he's got to get – I mean, I do think he's going to come back bigger and better, but I think the Lakers are the best team, if I'm being fully honest with you.
Okay.
They have in my opinion, the best player in the league. They have a top five player as well. They added DeMarcus Cousins, who wasn't –
You think Anthony Davis is the best player in the league?
Shut up. I think LeBron's not
the best player in the league anymore. I'm just going to say that. He's not the best player.
I said, in my opinion, so thank you.
Okay.
Anthony Davis, I shouldn't say he's a top five player. I should say he has potential to be a top five player. Cousins coming off an injury, another year coming off the injury, should improve.
This is my problem with the Lakers. They have way too many question marks with health. Like has Anthony Davis ever played a full year?
Well, no, but
LeBron's gonna get lots of rest.
But all you need to do is get in. But they're so deep. They're a deep team.
No, I agree that they have a good team. They have a lot of talent, obviously, but the health question marks are just too big for me to crown them as the best team.
And if Kuzma could take another step up from, you know, that year two to year three jump, which is a big one in the NBA, if he could take that step up and become a top, I don't know, 30 player, we'll call it, whatever, that's three huge pieces. You have DeMarcus Cousins, who has the potential to be the best center in the league. Quinn Cook off the bench.
I agree.
Rondo off the bench.
I agree the potential is there, but it's just, will it come to fruition? Or I don't know, like I said, the question marks with the health is just
they're just the best team right now. Like, if they were to play a game right now, I think they're clear cut, they have the best players.
I was actually reading something today a little bit about just you know, some advanced stats, defensive ratings things, and you know, I was looking at it, and some of the guys that came on like the lower end that they were saying were overrated defenders, at least at this point, Rondo, even Kuzma, they were saying wasn't as good of a defender as the Lakers are probably going to need him to be. They're saying LeBron at this point is a slightly above average defender, which I think, which is
kind of impressive for a 35-year-old.
No, hold on. Okay. If anything, if you're going to call LeBron the best player in the league still, he has that ability, obviously, to be probably a top 10, 15 defender at this point in his career, but he's lazy on defense at this point.
He takes possessions off on defense. When it comes down to it, if he wants to turn it on, he can. And I don't think you need to go 100% at all times, especially the regular season.
I mean, there's still going to be times where that's going to hurt them and that's going to cost them games and maybe cost them, you know, seeding and home field and everything like that.
Defense and health is their biggest. And also, Cousins
had his moments on defense on the Warriors last year where he played pretty well, but then, you know, coming back from the injury, I said it before, but it was like putting a traffic cone out there. he has the potential. And then, I mean, Anthony Davis, we'll give him that. Defender. And Jared Dudley, good to great defenders. Yeah. You know, Anthony Davis, obviously, probably top tier defender in the NBA.
Yeah, he's a very good defender.
Yeah, so that'll, you know, mask a lot of their shortcomings on defense. But I don't know. I think Avery Bradley
was a big signing for them. I know he's been quiet since he got out of there, but he played pretty well at Memphis last year when he got traded over there. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a really good player.
You gotta hit your shots though.
That's what, you know, if LeBron's gonna hit you in the corner, you gotta hit the shot. That's what's gonna keep on the court.
Yeah, Bradley and Dudley were both good signings, in my opinion. Yeah. But and I don't know. We'll see.
They took Quinn Cook from you.
Yeah, I mean Cook had his moments, but
he
also
some
another
big
guy
in the finals though.
Yeah, well, he had to. They were so depleted.
But he was still hitting some shots, though, I thought.
And he hit some shots. He also, well, he had a game where he hit like two clutch shots that ended up helping them win the game. But the
he
other
chucks,
times
he chucks though.
Yeah, he missed a lot of threes. He did score a couple buckets here and there, and he's also not a good defender.
Yeah, I think he's just going to be more there, that bench score type deal. Because if they go with LeBron at point guard, they're obviously going to put Rondo on the bench.
Yeah.
And I think Avery Bradley's going to be on the bench. Because they're going to start – Danny Green again is a pretty good defender in the shoot.
Also the good pickup by them, All the whatever that you want to call these guys, Green, Bradley, Dudley, all very good pickups.
Yeah, they're just veteran – this is what LeBron loves to surround himself with. It's just veteran guys who can – or are not afraid of the moment.
And can still lose to the Warriors.
Well, Danny Green didn't lose to the Warriors.
He has before.
I mean, I'm just saying, I think this is a really, really, really good team. And I think if they stay healthy, which is a big if, because Anthony Davis, like you said, Luke, never healthy. But they have potential to win, you know, 55 games next season.
I agree. I mean...
And be a one seed.
There's no question they have a lot of talent, but again, it's the health thing, and that I don't think that can just be ignored.
No, I'm not ignoring it, but I'm saying right this moment, without playing a game, I think they're the best team on paper.
Well, games aren't played on paper. That's correct.
Oh, facts, Luke.
Like I said, we're not playing the game. We're just, you know, the season just ended, so we're not playing yet. But on paper, they're the best team. That's fine. Could argue all day. You got a best team in the East. You think it's the Bucks?
Yeah,
got it.
I do.
Probably the Bucks. Maybe the Sixers.
I'm gonna go Sixers. I think.
Yeah, I think those are the top two. But I just give the edge.
I just
to
think
the Bucks.
Having Al Horford there is gonna make such a difference for Embiid. It's gonna help him out so much. I think.
Yeah, I agree. I just think. I don't know. The Bucks lost Brogdon. Their team. Maybe I just don't know enough about some of the players on their team. Still, I mean, Middleton and Giannis are obviously the guys there. But then the Sixers, I feel like, have a very good team, and it's pretty deep as well.
It's a good five. I mean, losing Redick hurts. I think that's going to hurt them more than they're going to realize in the beginning.
Yeah, I agree.
They might have to trade for a shooter at the deadline or whatever. But
yeah.
The Bucks, though, like, you know, you're leaning heavy on George Hill playing huge minutes. I'm not in love with that, if I'm being real. I know they re-signed Brook. Brooke Lopez, and they brought on Robin, who's a good defender or whatever, but these aren't like these moves where the Sixers bring in Horford and re-signing Tobias, which is huge.
Yep.
I think that puts them over the top.
Yeah.
More than just Giannis and Chris Middleton.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's fair.
Thanks, Luke. Thanks for agreeing. We want to switch a little.
So petty.
Shut up. You want to switch gears a little bit? I feel like we do talk a lot of basketball, which is, you know.
Yeah,
which is fine, though.
Let's talk a little home run derby.
You want to go a little derby action?
Yeah.
So, we all picked, and I don't know if anybody picked the Seahawks.
I'm pretty sure I did.
You might have.
Kyler definitely did.
Yeah.
I picked Christian Yelich, and he obviously did not participate.
Yeah, so you get a pass on that. Nobody saw that coming.
Thank you. They put on a show, though, man. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I still think, you know, Vlad is probably the real champion after that night. I know he doesn't win.
I'm remembered as, for sure.
Yeah, and it sucks.
Vlad and Jock Peterson was the best round possibly I've ever seen. That was just
so crazy. Like, I was skeptical, I think, last year when they changed it to this format, this head-to-head stuff. I kind of still wish that, like, maybe they did, like, everybody gets 4 minutes and the top four guys go on. No, not even the top four. I'd like to just maybe see the top two guys do another round.
I'm also not in love with the head-to-head.
But I will admit that it does – I was very against it at the beginning when I first saw it, and then last year and even this year, seeing guys, you know, you have like 15 seconds and they need two home runs. That's pretty exciting, I'll admit.
No, there is that drama to it, but I agree that, I don't know, I like the old format better.
I agree. I understand that.
It's the time is definitely better than the 10 outs, though.
I guess. I don't.
Yeah,
because the time adds.
But like Kyler was saying, you could just combine them, like use the time, but
outs.
Then do
I don't like
do
the
that.
Outs, though, because you
no. Don't use the outs. Just use the time, but like the top two or whatever.
I agree with that. Like, but I'm saying the 4 minutes is better than when they had the 10 outs, like when you would hit a foul ball.
I agree.
Like, was, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
this
I agree.
More
with
intrigue
that.
And more like almost. Drama, I feel.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, it's we're talking about Vlad and what he did being amazing and stuff, but like with the head-to-head, Pete Alonso just, you know, barely got the best of every guy he went up against, which is fine. He's still, that's how you win.
Yeah.
You know who actually probably impressed me the most the whole night, though, was Acuna.
Yeah, all fields.
I completely
just,
agree.
Yes. Everyone he hit, no matter which direction it went, was over 400 feet.
And it looked effortless.
It just flew off his bat. Everything looked like it was, you know, as soon as he hit it, it just looks like it's a normal hit. And then it's 420 feet, 430 feet to all fields. That was amazing.
That guy's a good ball player, man. He really is.
Yeah, and he's not even, you know, seeing Vlad do it, it's like this guy's swinging as hard as he can, and he's 250 pounds. And, you know, he's huge.
Every single swing.
He is a big human being, and Acuna's not that. And it's just his swing is just effortless, and the ball flies off the bat. It was so fun to watch.
I was surprised Vlad didn't like really tire out to the point where he wasn't hitting anything. He was just popping things up.
No, that stunned
like
me
he,
too.
Like I was thinking, I was like, this is crazy. He's not gonna be able to do this again. Like, he's huge.
It's like every single swing, he puts
huge
everything into
every
it.
Time,
how,
like,
and he just and wasn't getting tired.
And he just did it again, round two. I was like, oh my God, like this guy is absolutely.
But in the last round, you did see him.
Right.
Yeah, he was tired. Everybody was tired.
Yeah. I mean, that takes a lot out of you.
Oh, yeah.
To swing like that. I mean, that boy was hitting bombs, man. I think the longest one he hit was like 49 or something like that.
Yeah, I believe
Jesus
so, yeah.
Christ. I thought everyone was going to hit the scoreboard. It was absolutely insane.
Yeah, and just watching how hard he swung too was
crazy.
Awesome. And he's
every single
he's going to be fun to watch. It's he is like just looking at him and how big he is, how large he is, how hard he swings.
It's incredible.
That's awesome.
It's absolutely incredible. I would have loved to see him go against Yelich though, because Matt Chapman had no business being there.
Yeah, it sucks that Yelich had to drop out. Yelich is a guy that was. I mean, he was like a good player on the. On the Marlins, and then all of a sudden he takes this huge turn, and now he's got 30 bombs.
That guy's incredible, man.
Yep.
He is, honestly, probably, I mean, I'll probably call him the second best player in baseball. I don't know if you guys want to argue that, but.
I'm not going to argue it. I think, you know.
What
he did last year and what he's still doing this year.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Someone could argue Bellinger, but. Yelich has just been more consistent.
I would say Yelich. Right now it's Yelich.
But I think Yelich is a little more complete overall.
No, I would agree.
He's unbelievable. Yankees traded for the wrong outfielder. So the Cardinals.
Imagine. So oh, my Cardinals, God.
Also, while we've been recording, the American League won, unfortunately.
They did. Too bad it doesn't mean a damn thing anymore.
Yeah, it's too bad. But,
score 2-1.
4-3.
Oh, 4-3. That's how much I paid attention to it.
Yeah.
So Tanaka,
I mean,
got
I have
the
no
win.
Interest in watching
that.
Anymore.
Oh, Chapman got the save. Look at this Yankees showing up. Wow. How about that? Gary had a double, too. Glaber had a hit. This is the Yankees. It was the Yankees game, not the All-Star game. That's what
okay.
This is.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Oh, Chapman struck on the side. My God. Sorry. Shit, that's funny. But yeah, so Pete Alonso gets $1 million, which is very good.
It's twice the salary, but
yeah.
That's cool. That's going to add, you might not get like the big guys, like, you know, Stanton or whatever to do it anymore, but you'll have these young stars, which is what baseball needs.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's always going to be intrigue with the young stars, like you were saying, but I'm kind of shocked that Bellinger didn't do it again.
I mean, not for nothing. These young guys right now are like,
they are the best players in baseball.
They're the young stars, but they're the best players in baseball. I mean, Acuna is one of the best players in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Vlad is not quite there yet. He just came up this year.
I would love to see Trout.
That's
do
what,
it.
Yeah, you need. We need that because as a person that doesn't, for a person that doesn't follow baseball, they don't know Mike Trout. Like, that's the issue. Like, if you don't follow football, that you know who Tom Brady is. You know who Odell Beckham is. If you don't follow basketball, you know LeBron James, blah, blah, blah. If you don't follow baseball, you don't know who Mike Trout is. You can walk in your house and you would have no idea.
And he's honestly the best player I've ever seen.
No, he's phenomenal. He is ridiculous.
And, I think even if people don't really care about the Home Run Derby, his name gets out there more.
Right, exactly.
I think he's just destined to put on a show no matter what.
Yeah, no, he's someone that does have to go out there. I mean, baseball and the Home Run Derby is something that, you know, they used to always get all these big guys, and they still, I mean, these are still big names that are in it, but they still do need, you know, the top guys.
They do get, I mean, they do. Like, last year they had Bryce Harper, you know, so obviously it was in Nats Park. I think that was a big factor.
Yeah.
And I think in the back of his mind he knew, like, that I'm going after this, so I'm going to do it for them.
Yeah.
I mean, they had Judge a couple years ago. Gary Sanchez was in it. Stanton was in it. And Yelich was going to be in it. Obviously, he's a big star. So I do think they can get these big stars to do it. But when you add that $1 million incentive, it helps with the younger stars that people may not know as much. That helps the game grow, which is the biggest factor. Because there's been a lot of complaints about baseball recently. But it's still a fantastic game. And I know it's hard for new people to pick it up and learn it, but if you have those young guys, it can help a lot. If you put them on a showcase like that, and putting Mike Trout out there is the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree. Something that I wanted to talk about that I just remembered, I would go back to basketball for a second, is the challenge that's been that the NBA is doing now. So
coaches
can challenge. Yeah. What do you guys think? Yeah,
not in love with it.
Also not.
I don't know the semantics of it, so I don't know, like, the final 2 minutes. Because the final 2 minutes of a basketball game takes literally 25 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that they can challenge out of bounds. They can challenge, what else was it, goaltending and interference. And I think I saw that they could challenge fouls or something. I don't remember. I don't like that.
I think it's just getting too much.
Yeah. It's like the NFL with the pass interference bullshit. I can't have that, man.
Yeah, it's just too much. It's going to slow down everything. It's just, I don't know. It's just like even the ticky-tack calls are going to be.
What are they going to do? Throw a flag on the court? Someone's going to slip on that shit. What are we doing?
I know. I'm usually in the minority in this stuff, but I like the human error aspect of sports. Like, that's part of the game. You know what I mean? Like, I know everybody.
I agree.
Also, you know, then it gives you something to complain about.
Right, yeah. Because if you get robot umps, what are you going to complain to? You
know, no, exactly. Like, If it's a ball to one ump and a strike to another ump, and it's, you know, whatever hurts my team, I want to be able to complain about it.
That's what makes it exciting. I think that's baseball purists, like I think all three of us really are, is they want that. They want that pure element to it and the human element. They don't want the robot ops. It's not necessary.
Well, you guys are like DH people too, so I wouldn't call you as pure as me, but
I think I'm a DH person because of the team I am. So that's all I've really known. That's what I grew up on.
The whole league's gonna be DH.
It is, but I'm not standing on a pedestal and like advocating for the National League to go DH. I don't think that's necessary.
I want to watch pitchers hit, and I want to watch managers actually manage the game and not just sit back and make pitching changes. They have to use the double switch, use the pinch hitter. Like, that's fun to me, not just sitting there watching the DH.
Yeah, no, I love a good bench player. I'm not going to lie to you. But what if someone says it's up to you, DH or no DH, I'm going to put a DH in. But I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to make this huge deal. Yeah.
But also, I do think that is skewed by the team that we root for.
Right. Regardless of who's playing the All-Star game, I'm rooting for the American League, obviously. So,
same.
I think that all our sports. We're good. We're good with sports.
Yeah, I think we could talk Luke's little, top five.
A little top five action, Luke.
Yeah.
Luke, do you feel better or worse with your list this week than compared to last week?
I'm very confident about this week, but also I did get some praise for last week.
I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah, there was no praise.
Well, I got some at work.
All right.
Shout out Adam Shepard.
Well, oh, okay. We do definitely shout out Adam Shepard.
Yeah, shout out Adam Shepard. Appreciate you listening, buddy. That is nice.
Luke, I have so much confidence in your list this week.
I think you're going to crush this list.
Because this is you, Luke. This is right your moment.
I feel honored, honestly.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm very excited. All right.
This is quite the turnaround.
Right, so Luke's top five this week is top five pet peeves. It's right up Luke's alley. I'm so excited for this. This is ridiculous.
This is right up my alley. I hate everything.
Here to here. It's ridiculous. Can't wait.
Go ahead, Luke. Number five.
All right. So number five, we're going to give a quick shout out to my dad. Talking over a movie or a show, he's an expert at it. It's one of the most infuriating things.
Okay, that's a good start. That's a great start.
I could be home alone watching a movie or a show, and the second he comes in, it's over. It just doesn't matter.
They'll
just go
on a rant about some dumb actress and like.
It's ridiculous.
All right, what's number four?
All right, number four, we're gonna go with slow walkers.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I cannot stand it.
Move over.
Fun little thing I have to go through all the time when I make our mail run at work and I'm going to the post office. For some reason, that sidewalk is probably the slowest sidewalk I've ever been on. It's always, you know, an older person that likes to take their time.
Enjoy life.
In order to pass them, I have to walk onto the grass, and I feel bad about that.
No, I I'm fine if you want to walk slow. Just get out of the way.
All right.
I feel like I'm not asking a lot there.
That's fair. What's number three?
Number three, poor driving etiquette. Use your blinker.
Okay, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair one.
Blinker, and also when you're on the throughway or something like that, be in the right lane if you're going slow, left lane if you're going fast. Right. Okay.
Very what fair. Any others that really bother you there, Luke, with the driving etiquette?
I mean, obviously, if you're on your phone, don't. You know,
don't text and drive.
Don't text. That's a PSA.
Yeah,
we're here for the people.
All right, number two.
Shout out to my girlfriend Sarah. When people squeeze the middle of the toothpaste tube.
Okay, that's fair. That is high up on your list.
No, it's infuriating. Like. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
So do you roll from the bottom or do you squeeze from the bottom?
Squeeze.
Okay, I squeeze from the bottom.
I couldn't even tell you what I do, to be honest with you.
You squeeze from the middle. You probably push the top out or something.
It's probably
like that.
The top. If I'm thinking of it, it's probably the top. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
That's
in
problematic.
The
How about that? All right. Well,
you need to reevaluate.
Maybe I'll make some adjustments in my life. All right, number one, Luke.
Number one is the easiest thing I've ever done. People who chew loudly.
I knew you were gonna say that.
I can't take it. I can't take it.
Is that why you would always get mad at me when, like, I'm sitting there drinking a drink and I'm, you know, making noise?
Smack your lips.
I cannot
take it. You tear me down.
Oh, my God.
It's just absurd to me. I get mad thinking about it. There's so many people at work that do this.
Call them all out.
And I can't stand it.
My dad does that, I'll be honest. And it is infuriating. Oh, the loudest eater.
Luke, I want you to know, by telling us this list, which was fantastic, you're setting yourself up for people to do things.
Yeah, I know exactly.
I expect it out of both of you.
I mean, I'm a great guy. I'm not going to do that to you, but just know.
I absolutely will.
Oh, I expect it from Kyler.
Was there any honorable mentions that just missed the list there?
I guess you could say, like, just being rude to wait staff and not tipping and, you know.
That's fair, yeah.
That's fair. You're like a PSA machine over there.
Oh, I have one other. Shout out to Jake.
Okay.
When someone just copies everything you do.
Yep, that's about right.
So childish.
Do you just want to rattle off a few more things that you just hate that, you know, we'll call them pet peeves?
They're all just they're all
honestly, I hate pretty much everything. Wearing sunglasses inside.
I have a couple. When doors or cabinets are not closed.
I agree. That's an OCD thing.
That's what it is, really. And, I mean, traffic, obviously, that's up there. That shit is just ridiculous. I can't deal with traffic.
Yeah, to go back to driving etiquette when people, like, you know, try and shoot by you or something like that. Like, you're getting one car in front of me, buddy. Settle down. We're on a one-lane road for the next 15 minutes here. Calm down.
We're not Jeff Gordon. Like, give me a fucking break.
Someone did that to me today, and they were in front of me, you know, for the next 15 minutes. And I'm just like, you know, we're still here. We're still together. I'm still following you.
Yeah, they don't get it. They literally don't get it. It's absolutely unbelievable. Any more honorable mentions, Luke? Or I don't go on for days about it.
I'm good right now.
I don't want you to work yourself up.
I worked up a sweat just thinking about all this.
Nail biting.
I'm so bad at that. That's my worst thing.
I'm bad.
You guys both do that, huh?
My shits are. Yeah. The one pointer finger might not have a nail on it anymore.
Oh my God.
It's like gone. I think I'm on the second layer of nail.
It's
an anxiety.
I could be a hand model with mine. I don't bite them.
Mine are so goddamn bad. I get in trouble with them all the time.
Disgusting.
I always get my hand slapped. But
disgusting.
So yeah, it's terrible. My parents
and the sound.
My parents actually, when I was younger, they put hot sauce on my fingers so I wouldn't bite them.
But you like hot sauce.
Yeah, I like hot sauce, and it didn't really work, obviously. The worst part was just, like, my hand smelling hot sauce for a while. That took a long time to get out. Like, my fingernails are kind of red for a little bit.
Wait, didn't you also fail your eye test on purpose?
Oh, I did do that, yes.
Things happened to you when you were younger.
Yeah, things, yeah. So, I don't know. It was probably third grade. A lot of cool kids had glasses. I was like, all right, so this is the cool thing to do. So I went to the eye doctor, and I could see every letter perfectly. I have great vision. But I messed up some letters on purpose, and I got glasses. And I wore them for about a week, probably.
No, you always had to wear them when we, like, were watching TV or whatever. You're like, I didn't know you failed to prove that. Yeah, I have to wear them while I watch TV.
Oh, God.
That's the funniest thing.
God. You know, anybody who knows me knows I have 20/20 vision.
Probably not anymore because you wore glasses when
that's
you didn't.
True. As of 2012, when we took the high school, you know, for my physical for playing baseball, that was the last time I got my eyes checked. And shout out Regina, the school nurse. I had 20/20 vision.
She was probably looking at your chart and was like, "Didn't you used to wear glasses? Like, what happened?" When was the LASIK. First time you admitted that to somebody?
I was late. It was late in life, for sure.
Because I probably heard it, like, what was it, like, either last year or this year? Like,
yeah.
This is a really? First for me. That's hilarious. Well,
I would say I had kids myself. I didn't want to tell my parents. They would have, like, they would have been so pissed off at me.
Do they still not know?
No, they know now. They know. They think it's funny now, but at the time, they were like, if I told them right after, they would, like, I just spent $40 on glasses. Jackass. I had this cool basketball glasses case, though. Looked like a basketball. That was worth it.
That's awesome.
It's definitely worth it.
Oh, God.
But, yeah. Oh, shit. All right. You guys got anything else?
No, that's good. We're going to end it right there. That was great.
All right. Appreciate everybody listening once again. Apple, Spotify, download, subscribe, rate 5 stars. We appreciate the support. And we will see y'all next time. I'll tell you no matter.